What day is it? Sunday, May the 6th, 8:58 a.m. 2018. Yeah, hi. Yesterday was one of those, oh, really? I thought about going for my walk about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. It was another one of those, I slept too late days. And got engaged with, should get engaged with the story. And completely forgot about walking. I'm just gone. Poof, poof. So, yes, I'm officially a board member of Science Fiction Writers of America. I have an official sifwa.org email address and the whole thing. Got that all set up yesterday. I'm trying to think about how I'm going to get to the airport and back, because normally I go down and park the car and pay for parking. But parking's gotten really expensive. Used to be like $8 a day, $9 a day. No, the last time I came through, it was like $18 a day. And if you're only going to be gone for a couple of days, okay, fine. But I think a shuttle is only going to cost me $50 round trip. I'll have to check on that. Because 7 days parking is going to be, well, it's going to be at least $70. It's going to be a lot more than that. I think it's going to be close to 100. Unless I can get somebody from the house to drive me down and then come pick me up. Which is possible, I suppose. There are two drivers, but one of them may be working. So, I will approach the other driver, I think, if I ask nicely. I think my wife will give me a ride to the airport. And then, with any luck, come pick me up. Fraptious day, Kavukule. But it's gorgeous out here this morning. 60-some degrees, there's high thin clouds, so the sun's not really baking me this morning. On this leg of the journey, there's at least enough shade to keep me very cool. I worked up a bit of a sweat coming west because the sun was beating right on my back. The story's been a little sloggy because there's things that I need to go through and add in, and finding the places to add and figuring out exactly what to add to make things work is tedious and time-consuming, so it's a bit difficult. Well, look at this, holy cow. Usually this is the not quite the most busiest intersection. I haven't quite been there yet, but there's like five cars coming and going to the various neighborhoods and cul-de-sacs. Oh. I'm pushing because I do want to get home and get some oatmeal. I had my oatmeal today. I am doing better about eating. I've run out of peanut butter cookies. They're grocery store cookies. It's not like a brand new cookies. Whatever they put out at King Supers. And I'm the only one who eats them, so they last for a long time. So they get pretty stale, but one cookie every so often is just enough. I've started having salad for lunch again. And I made quiche last night, and I had a salad with my quiche. And, you know, so it's not a lot of calories. And there wasn't a lot of carbs in it. There's a bit of cheese, but that's a fat, not a carb. Onions. A little bit of ham. Got a ham bone in there that I've got to do something with or throw away today. So maybe I'll try. To check and see how my wife's doing. Sometimes lentils are a good choice, sometimes lentils is a bad choice. Ah, oh, it's going to be another hot day. It was up to almost 80 yesterday. I didn't really notice because I was downstairs. I was in the basement. The lightest of breezes. I must be coming from that direction because I can hear the train, which has got to be 5 miles away at this point. All sorts of smells this morning. I can't place any of them. Maybe that's that tree. Get ready. Sit with me. Come on, put us. Yes. Some sort of fragrant tree. A long calyx of flowers. Don't know if it's a dogwood or what. It's a loud truck. I assume it's a truck. That's a fire truck. Yep. Oh, lilacs. Lilacs are in bloom. Smell good. I got Bob Dylan in my head. I don't know why. Highway 61 revisited. I don't know what the words are, but I can. It's just the rhythm of it in my brain. I'm not exactly sure why. Perhaps because I was thinking about traveling. Pittsburgh. I've never been to Pittsburgh. I got a long flight east, shorter flight west. There's a stop in both places. Because the other times, the non-stop flights were all booked up. I knew I should have done that a month ago. But I got the senior rate because I'm a senior. I hope 65 is old enough. I'm flying southwest. It'd be interesting to see how many people sit next to the window. The two window accidents in the space of 2 weeks. It's probably the safest place in the plane at this point because, what are the odds? Oh, and here we are, just about to make the northern turn, make it back to the barn here. Sunday morning. Somebody's mowing a yard. The direction it's coming from, the nearest yard is a quarter of a mile away. What a lovely morning. Somebody gave me a nudge the other day about walking, and I appreciated that. It was during the rain days. So I'm going to say Evan. I really did appreciate that. It was what I asked. It was what I suggested. And I still will welcome little nudges. I didn't see the nudge yesterday. I don't know if anybody sent me one, but I didn't see one to remind me. But today is Sunday. Today, none of my alarms go off. Today is Sunday. Morning. That's not a lot more. Airlife helicopter. Probably making orientation flights. Here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.